Hello and welcome to the Townsend Training Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Townsend, and I will be looking at bringing you all the latest information and education that is out there and turning that into usable information that you can actually use to improve your life, reduce your body fat, increase muscle, improve your happiness, and generally live an all-round healthier lifestyle. Hello, and welcome to episode 30-something, but episode 3 of the new year. Nearly through January. I say nearly. We're past halfway anyway. Once again, thank you for listening and or watching. The numbers have more or less doubled in the new year, whether that's what we're talking about, whether that is recording it and videoing it on YouTube. I've had some really good feedback actually from people that have been watching it, saying that they actually quite like it. Or whether it is because it's January and people are looking to make a change. Which leads me on to the title of today's episode, Why Change Matters. Now, if you want to change the way you are about anything, you have to change something old. You've got to change what you're doing. You have to. You can't change the way you are by doing the same things you are doing now. And that almost seems a bit obvious, but to some people there, you know, you don't have to sacrifice everything. But when it comes to saying, right, I want to change, but what I don't want to do is I don't want to give up that, and that. You almost have to question whether you actually do want to change in the first place. Hopefully that makes a bit of sense anyway. I've got five little topics of health-related, should we say, things that you can change today. Now, you could change them today. You could wake up tomorrow and make these things different to what they are today. All right, and I'm just going to talk a little bit about each one. Not for very long at all. First one you can change, eating. Right, if you are the type of person that goes out and has lots of takeaways, has lots of ready meal sort of type foods, lots of chocolate bars or snacks and bits and pieces and stuff like that, and you wonder why you're not losing weight or achieving the goals that you want, look at what you are eating. Just write it down. Write it down, traffic light system it. And if you don't think it is contributing to your goals, give yourself a red mark. If there's more reds than greens, that probably explains it. So what can you do? Stop eating out is one option. Stop the takeaways. Stop that. Limit it to one every 2 weeks or something like that. If snacking is your bad option, get rid of them. Get rid of them or reduce them. If you can't reduce them, remove them. If they're not in the house, you can't eat them. If they're in a cupboard, you're less likely to eat them. If they're sat on your kitchen side and you walk past them all the time, you are in a very bad position to refuse to eat them. So reduce or remove. If you know it's if it's one of your really bad foods, you've got to get rid of it. Change the type of food you're eating. Sort of covered that a little bit, but make healthier. We all know what is good food and what is not good food. If you can make good choices more than you can make the bad choices, then you are doing well. You can change that today. You can change that now. Exercise. If you don't exercise, include exercise. If you do exercise, can you fit another exercise session in? You don't have to go out and join a gym, join an exercise class. You can exercise in your house. The availability of exercise now is everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. On the internet, on YouTube, on apps, in gyms, in classes, in the swimming pool, out running. It is everywhere. You would do well to manage to avoid seeing it somewhere. So what can you change? Ask yourself, can you include some more exercise into your week? If yes, you can change. If you can't, move on to my next one. I'm just going to tick them off as I'm going along. Daily activity. This is where you can make big, big gains and really simple changes. If you are going to get in the car, ask yourself, can you walk? If you are sat down, could you be standing up? There are people that have stand-up desks. I am not one of them. I do more than enough walking. Standing up burns more calories than sitting down. Some people have standing-up desks purely to burn more calories. Also probably good for your posture. If you are taking the lift, could you walk? I'm one of these weird people that now walks. I walk upstairs. If there's elevator, no, not they're not called elevator, escalators. That's what I'm looking for. Escalators. Could you walk up the stairs instead? If you're a gym person, in between sets, walk around. If you are in the office, set yourself every half an hour. Stand up, walk around. Anyone argues it, question the person who's outside smoking every half an hour. Done. Add toilet breaks in, even if you don't need to the toilet. Stand up, walk to the toilet, walk back again. So easy to increase your daily activity. If you could be moving, ask yourself why you're not. I could probably be moving. I could probably be doing this outside walking, but I'm already at 12,000 steps already today and I'm doing enough. Let me just check that it was. Yeah, it is. Yesterday was like 18,000. I do a lot of walking. One for parents, school run. I see all the cars outside Michael's school. I guarantee every single one of them could walk. I bet it's not that far. Michael's not a quick walker. We walk every day, there and back. Especially at the minute when it's raining. Quite enjoyable. So daily activity. You can change your daily activity. Sleep. You can get more sleep. Most people say I don't get enough sleep. Minimum, somewhere 6, 7, 8 hours. If you're one of these people that sleeps until midday and you're getting 12 hours, you change that and you get less sleep. Lots of people say they don't have enough time in the day to do bits and pieces. I would argue, why not? My go-to reasoning is always get up earlier. And they're like, well, then I don't get enough sleep. If you didn't sit there watching, some people might not like this. If you're sat there watching TV programs past 9 o'clock, you're wasting your time. Unless you're sat on an exercise, there you go, sit on an exercise bike whilst watching them, then you get away with it. Maybe it's because I don't find the enjoyment in them. I know some people do, but is that really adding to your life? Love Island is it at the minute. I know that because my wife sits down and watches it. What do? I'm sleeping, and she wonders why I'm still getting up at 4:30 in the morning. Because I sleep an extra 2 or 3 hours before anyone else has got into bed. That's why I can get up 2 or 3 hours before anyone's out of bed. You don't have to do that. But if my argument to you is you could get up earlier to exercise, so go to sleep earlier, miss your programs, and you're like, well, I don't want to, get an exercise bike. You could probably pick up an exercise bike for about 100 quid. Get it, put it in your front room. Instead of sitting on the sofa watching Love Island, get on it and ride the bike for an hour. That would make a huge difference in your life. If you sat there and rode your bike for an hour whilst watching an hour of rubbishy TV, no one could argue with that. Nobody. That's got a little bit off topic. Sleep, wasn't it? We're talking about sleep. It's not how many hours you're awake. It's what you do when you are awake, is another way of looking at it. So make sure, don't stay up till late, and then force yourself to get up earlier, like over a longer period of time. Every so often, of course, it's fine. I do it. On a Tuesday and a Friday, I probably don't get enough sleep. But I don't underget it on the other days because I'm in bed earlier. And sleep will help recover. You'll be more energetic to do more of the things that we've just spoke about before. If you are less tired, you'll make better decisions with food. If you are less tired, you will have more energy for exercise. If you are less tired, you will have more energy for daily activity. If you are less tired, you will be less stressed, which is number 5 on my list, stress. Last year, I was probably rubbish at this, and not even what I would deem real stress, just busyness, trying to do this, trying to do everything. There are people that's jobs that are real stress, real stress. How can you reduce it? The best thing I've done to reduce stress, plan and prepare. Plan your next day. Know what you're going to do. Prepare for your next day. Get things ready. Get things out. Have things set up, lined up. Nice order. This might be a military bit coming out of me here. But when you make things as easy as possible for you to do, so things are all lined up, there's a structure in place, you know you're doing that. Watch how easy life becomes. Watch how easy it becomes. One thing I've done this year is, not only have I got about 25 notepads for different things, I've got a notepad that sits on my desk. I've had a big clear out of my desk. All there is on it is a pen pot, a laptop, and this book. In this book, I plan what I need to do for the next day. High tasks that need to be done. Do you know how many times I've completed it? Every day. There's no more than 5 things on that list. But there are days when I complete more than 5 things. Because I have a longer list of things to complete. But they're in that book, maximum 5 things to complete in a week. Want to reduce your stress? Plan and prepare. That's it. Those 5 things you can change. Now, eating, exercise, sleep, daily activity, stress. If you aren't willing to change things, don't expect to change. That is the simple, simple message from today. Anyway, no Will Smith this week. I hope you've enjoyed the episode. Give me some feedback. Let me know next week what we're talking about. A little bit of motivation, I think. A little bit of motivation. I've got a list for the podcast I'm covering. If you are still buzzing your way through January, keep it going. Use January to build them good habits. Once you've built good habits, they are far easier to stick to. Hence, you are making positive changes. I will hold it there. Thank you for listening, and I will speak to you again next week.